So we have the gospel of good news this evening. First reading, and the gospel talks about death. As I was reflecting, the one thing that the Holy Spirit put into my heart is the word presence. That was on the top of my mind and heart as I was praying and reflecting on this readings this evening. The presence. You may have people present with you. Husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, close friends, best friends, BFF, best friends forever. The young people's mind. BFF, beef. We have so many presents in our lives. So we have presents in our lives. I remember my first infatuation. I was an old boys school guy, so I went to this retreat, something like this, only to think that I will find a girl. So I was sitting, and in India, all the guys one side, girls one side. In case, you know, why? Guys one side, the girls one side. And I, some reason, I looked back. And I thought a girl is looking at me. I said, oh. Looked back again, she's looking at me. Looked back again, she's looking at me. It's love. I decided, that's it. And I just couldn't get her out of my mind. I go home, I think about her. I take the geography book, it's all about her. Maths, it's all about her. Everything is about her. I started to get up early. Mom said, where are you going? I need to go to the tuition early. So tutorials early. I walk and stand next to her house. She comes out. I won't walk with her. I kind of keep 5 minutes away from her. Like five meters away from her. In case if she turns and sees me again. So I tried all my best to get her attention. Finally, I go to her brother, and said to her, can you ask your sister to write something to me? And she wrote, I still keep it. Sorry. It's an autograph she wrote to me. In a memory book, best wishes. I was reading like, good luck. That's not the reason I joined seminary. But you know, the first time I had this experience, you know, something is going around you, a lot of hormones in your body. It's just a feeling of love and, you know, excited by this person. And of course, you have sweethearts in your life. May they have turned bitter hearts in life, but you have many memories of people falling in love, having a friend that you can hold on to, a person who can walk with you all through your life. What a blessing it is. This evening, as the young people were reflecting throughout the day, that person comes again, Jesus. These days, people are after the particular word saying, I'm not religious, but I am spiritual. I'm not religious, but I'm spiritual. I find meaning and purpose in doing gardening. I find meaning and purpose in doing yoga. I find meaning and purpose in doing tarot cards. I find meaning and purpose in doing Ouija board. I find meaning and purpose in walking to my barber or hairdresser every week and talking to him. So therapeutic. As his hands move on my head, I find my meaning. But I do have an issue. When we say I'm spiritual,
When we say we are spiritual, we say, I become so selfish and I look for areas which will make my life meaningful. Which means the one thing that gives me meaning today won't give me meaning tomorrow. The one thing that gives me meaning this year won't give me meaning next year. So every year I try different things. It's like some people desperately trying to lose weight. They go to gym, they finish, they go buy the Nutri Bullet, and they mix everything up, drink, nothing works. They go to yoga, they fast, they diet. Sometimes searching for meaning makes us so wandering around, just like wandering in the desert looking for water. But when we say, the people say, religious life, it's actually, it's not about the strict rules, regulations of lifestyle. Catholicism, Christianity begins with Christ, Jesus. It's like the infatuation that you have with Jesus. It's like you and Jesus have this eye contact. And you feel noticed. You feel something in his eyes, something in your life. And that begins a relationship, a spark, a presence in your life. And any relationship, if you are in a long committed relationship, you know how husband and wife, how friendships stick together, no matter what. And that is what we celebrate in this context. That you and me, no matter what, connected to a person. So you and me are all about a personal relationship. And it is a presence. I remember, I have a great memory of a presence in my life about my dad. In year 7, I had jaundice. And I did Ayurvedic medicine, being in India. In Ayurvedic medicine, you have a lot of diet. You can't eat spices, no salt, no spices, no chili, no oil. Imagine Indian food without all these things. For 3 months, I was on a diet. 3 months. And all those 3 months, my dad did not use any spices, any chili, any salt, any oil. Even if mom makes different stuff for him, he will not eat it. But he will eat with me what I eat. There is a word in the second reading. In order to make us rich, though he was rich, he became poor. In order to make us rich, even though he was rich, he became poor. My dad, he didn't have to eat what I was eating, but he chose to eat. He became poor with me. He started to diet with me. That I will say presence. That I will say presence. That is a relationship committed of my father to me. That I will walk with my son in all his life. But one thing he can never do. Maybe he will die before me, but he can never come with me in my death. He can never come with me in my death. He can take me to hospital. He can take me to chemo. He can sit with me. He can shave his head just like my head because I had a chemo. He can do so many things to symbolize with me. But when I die, when I face death, when I shiver, when I don't know what to do, when I feel like my soul is ripping out of mine, my father is helpless. No one can help each other at the time of death. No one can be present at the time of death. We do have a short life. I will give you the exact days. Average Australian would live for 80 years. If you're born in 2012, you'll live for 84.5 years. In these 80 years,
This 365 days in a year,
we will live for 29,200 days.
80 years means 29,200 years.
In this 29,200 years,
days,
thank you. 29,200 days, we will go to schooling for 18 years. That's around 6,570 days. Schooling. Then 10 years we will retire. So I'm giving you a bit more benefit. At the age of 70, some people are smiling. At the age of 70, you're going to retire. That means 3,650 days in retirement. And then we do have to sleep. 80 years, 18 of them is schooling, 10 of them is retirement. What we have left is, what we have left is 16,720 days. 16,720 days. In this 16,720 days, we need to sleep. In 1 year, we sleep for 121 days. In 365 days, we sleep for 121 days. So all together, the time we have to give effect to this community, the time that we have God-given time to contribute, to make impact, to give change, is 10,670 days. Provided you're not dead by accident or aliens won't take you. All those things. If you are a healthy person, we have 10,670 days. And we need, in this 10,670 days, we need a strong relationship. A relationship that goes beyond any conditions. That will give us hope. That will give us purpose and meaning. A relationship that is stable. A relationship that even walked through death. I remember witnessing someone's death in Claire Holland's house. And I know this person because the whole priest were traveling with this particular person. His wife was taking him to chemo, to many other things. But when the death came, she couldn't do anything. We were there, all the children around her. She says, I think it is time. We don't know what to do. We prayed. I could see the helplessness in the children. I could see the helplessness in me. I don't know what prayers should say. What should I do as a priest? Everyone thinks we can work magic. No. What to do? But it was not the case of the person dying. Because again, he had that experience of the presence. The Christ who traveled through death came back, resurrection. We are not talking about science here. We are talking about people's lived experience of faith. The joy they find even in the midst of death. Of course, no one can come through with me when I die. Only a person who goes in through the door of death and came back and said, it's fine, you can die holding my hands. And I have witnessed many people who are falling in love with Christ die a peaceful death. They dream of dying. They dream of holding the hand of Jesus and passing through the door of death. And when you have someone with you, you will easily pass through the door of death. And tonight, when we read the gospel about someone is being raised from the dead, we want to know, the Holy Spirit is telling us that God is present every moment of our life. Whether we feel down or up, whether we are crushed or broken, whether we are sinful or not, whatever we do, God is present in the midst of every single story in our lives. As I said to my young brothers this afternoon, if I ascend to heaven,
that I feel like heaven, my life is all good, God is there. If I make my bed in Sheol, if I take my bed and say to God, bye-bye, I'm going to live my life like hell, the Bible says, I am still with you. A presence that will never leave. So my brothers and sisters, our meaning, our purpose in life is come through a relationship. And what Jesus offers is a personal encounter and a relationship. So I invite you this evening, along with the young brothers who attended the retreat, please open. Let us open. As a young person, I find hope and purpose in my life through Christ. And I know that in the deepest needs of my life, I can hold His hand. May Christ be your strength. Christ be your hope. Always honor Christ with your life, words, and deeds. Amen.